At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Eggo is selling waffle-inspired sneakers for $150, which come in two styles inspired by Eggo. Fully loaded chocolate chip brownie and strawberry delight. Fun fact. Both of these shoes contain more nutrients than an Eggo waffle.
Yeah, I go to the young people's shoe stores a lot because I got a couple of young people in my family. The narrow casting of shoes that exists now, there are so many different kinds of everything appealing to your favorite sports team or food or whatever. The gymnasium shoe world is out of control.
Off-white, Velcro band walking shoe. That's my go-to.
Cream-colored slip-in Velcro shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, very comfortable, very practical, both for walking and more walking.
Both for walking and sitting on the couch watching Fox. They're comfortable for both those activities.
Yelling at the TV.
So the big news today, and we'll talk more about it later, Joe Biden challenged Donald Trump to two debates. Trump has accepted. There are going to be two debates, one in June, one in September. If they can come to terms, they're bypassing the normal commission, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into that later.
I thought it was interesting, and I hate to find myself agreeing with Biden that much, but I just read the campaign statement on Politico, I think it was, and they say the past debates have been like giant spectacles as opposed to useful debates. And it's time to get away from that.
Yeah, okay. The timing is pretty handy for Joe Biden, since spectacle edges to Trump's advantage 100%.
Yes, I would agree. Yep. All right, so more on that to come. It is a frustrating reality that we on the conservative side of things often need at least a little help from the mainstream media for wrongs to be righted or good ideas to get over. You don't want to. You don't like the people on cable news or the big legacy media. They're liars. They're all lefties. But the truth is, often ideas need critical mass that it's tough to get through just conservative media. Not always. We can get some good stuff done and the word spread, but sometimes we need help. So I find this at least mildly encouraging. There are two prominent pieces in the New York Times today that are absolutely right up my alley, our alley. One is entitled, How MSNBC's Leftward Tilt Delivers Ratings and Complications. The main point of the article being big NBC is really suffering because they have affiliates all over the country. And the Nebraska NBC affiliate is getting hell from their viewers saying, why are you running this crappy news?
Right.
Because MSNBC has tainted the NBC brand.
Sure.
And I just thought it was interesting that it's a pretty long and detailed article in the New York Times saying MSNBC is way left. They don't even try. They're just activists. They don't report the news.
That is accurate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. I think it is striking that somebody is saying that out loud.
Yeah, that is up our alley. Or do we have one collective alley between the two of us? Or that seems weird.
That's uncomfortable. Yeah.
Not okay with that.
Let's everybody keep their own alley neat and clean and deal with it.
And away from the other alley.
Exactly. Keep your alley away from mine. And I found this, again, interesting. MSNBC hosts, for their part, view their role in the political debate as more important than ever. They dismiss the accusation that MSNBC is a Fox News for Democrats and say their message that Mr. Trump's candidacy represents a unique and clear threat to democracy is an urgent one for the electorate to hear. The rest of the article belies that, essentially, and talks a great deal about the tensions within NBC. So I thought that was notable. And then this is perhaps even more important, and I will give them credit at the New York Times. I feel like some of the kind of mainstream liberal, maybe annoyingly liberal, Rob Reiner-type old-school lefties have finally woken up to the fact that the woke radical left is a different beast. They can't control it. Their energy, which seemed kind of useful, is now out of control, and they're realizing that these kids believe in something they don't believe at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Times has gone heavy on a couple of pieces, including this one. It's a major interview with Hillary Cass, Dr. Hillary Cass, who was the woman who wrote the famous Cass report in Great Britain, explaining why Great Britain and the National Health Service needed to stop right now with the cruel experiments on children in the whole gender-bending madness field. And, man, they interview her for a long time, ask her all the right questions, and let her blast away at how this field of medicine is unique in that there is no supporting evidence. There is no data. There is no science backing these experiments on children. It's horrifying. I mean, this will be looked upon as one of the darkest moments in modern medicine.
It is going to be one of those things we look back on and think, how did that ever happen in the modern world?
Well, the people who were in favor of it yelled a lot and said you're a transphobe if you even asked any questions. But it's a terrific interview. We'll post it. I'm not sure if you'll get paywalled at armstrongandgetty.com. But she goes into depth how utterly unforgivable this is and how there is no data. And that those, and they get into the fact in the New York Times that, like, your American medical associations are rejecting this. They're saying this study has no new data or new studies. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, which is absolutely unforgivable. But credit to the New York Times. Could it be there's a little sanity seeping back in? Could be.
On the topic of the media, meant to read this yesterday in the newsletter I read every weekend, the political news letter from Mark Halpern. He said, based on the available evidence, the dominant media has almost entirely given up on investigating, understanding, or explaining Donald Trump's appeal to tens of millions of Americans, at least that portion of the appeal based on issues and not style or psychology. A dangerous project of avoidance, denial, and abrogation of professional responsibility that is approaching its 10th year.
True.
The fact that Donald Trump draws 100,000 people in New Jersey, and nobody on any of the talk shows on Sunday has any real interest in getting into why is this appealing to over half the country right now? What is
including
it about his message?
Increasing numbers of black folks, Hispanic folks.
Right. Yeah, no interest in that. Well, I guess they just can't imagine it, a failure of imagination, or they'd have to deal with some uncomfortable realities that, you know, right. There's a whole bunch of black people and Hispanics and people around the country that don't like all this trans women and boys sports and stuff like that. I mean, they really don't like that, so.
Yeah, like I was hinting in my previous rant, I feel like there is more and more permission on the left to say, hey, I don't think dudes should be beating up on women or showing their junk in a locker room. They're finally realizing, oh, this coalition of the left where you could never call any other, you know, subcategory of leftist a crackpot or wrong or whatever. It's starting to make me feel really, really uncomfortable because these people are advocating crap. My only quibble with Halpern, and he might agree with me, honestly, is he said, you know, the appeal of Trump other than style. I can't remember precisely how he and you worded it, but I would ask Mark, okay, so people are drawn to this derisive, kind of mean, contemptuous style. Part of that's just our bad impulses as human beings, part of it. But let's dig into the other part of it. Why would it appeal to people to be derisive toward mainstream Beltway politics. What is it about mainstream Beltway politics that have made people feel like they're being cheated and lied to, and they just want to punch it in the face? Asking why people respond to that style, I don't think is meaningless.
Right. So we should check in on the, what do you want to call the trial? You don't like the names. What do you want to call the trial, the Trump trial?
Well, any name I would give to it would be sanctimonious and overly long. The perverse lawfare banana republic S show.
Okay, anyway, we should.
The hush money trial. All right, you win.
The hush money trial. We should check in on some of the analysis of that. I've got a major question, maybe Joe can answer because he almost went to law school. And among other things, we need to talk about, so stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you travel, do concerns back home nag you like me? Did I lock up? Did I leave a window open?
That's why we recommend investing in SimpliSafe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you.
The system blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, plus a variety of cameras to keep watch over your property day and night.
And it's all backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, so you get fast emergency response when you need it most.
SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time.
With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free. SimpliSafe has given so many folks like our listeners real peace of mind, and we want you to have it too.
Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring.
Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th. From noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face paint and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I've never understood how this happens. NBA, the Pacers beat the Knicks by 35 the other day in game four of the playoffs. Then last night, the Knicks beat them by 30 points. A 65-point swing. Same players on the court. I've never understood how that happens.
Yeah, I'm not that big an NBA fan, but you're right. The role of momentum or mojo, or you're either clicking or you're not.
Right,
I don't know. There's a huge difference. So a couple of stories from the world of marijuana. Number one, cheating on workplace drug tests has reached an all-time high, according to the good folks at Quest Diagnostics.
Workplace drug tests. They still drug testing for marijuana?
Yeah, apparently.
Even though it's legal and all over the place?
Right, and the imperfections on, all right, are you stoned now or were you stoned last night and you
or
feel perfectly
ago.
Good now? Oh, right.
Doesn't it stay in your system for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely, which is one of the other articles we're going to get to. But, yeah, it's people using synthetic urine, other people's urine, yuck, or urine that's been treated with drug masking agents. But I guess the labs are getting better and better at figuring
it out. I got to start selling my urine, perfectly drug and alcohol-free urine. You're going to test positive for donuts, but I don't think that'll keep you out of work.
Oh, your urine is like a Napa cab. I mean, it's the finest. Charge $125 a bottle. Big piece in the Wall Street Journal, what you aren't hearing about marijuana's health effects. There's more and more science linking it to psychiatric disorders, permanent brain damage, and other serious harms. Part of the reason is you think of the brain as gray matter, right? There's also white matter, fat. Fat insulates your brain, mine in particular. I got a fat head. The THC lodges in that fat and gets released over time into your brain. And it's just, we are at the very beginning of understanding what this strong new, mind erasing pot does to young brains, especially. I think we may look back on this time.
Right.
Speaking of the way we treat our young people, is saying, oh my God, we're letting kids smoke that powerful a psychoactive drug.
Well, this has bothered me for a long time. There have been some good op-eds in the New York Times about this. We got so enthused with the momentum of the hippie generation to not treat marijuana like heroin, which I understand why you shouldn't treat marijuana like heroin. But it was just all positive, this is fantastic, everybody should do it, momentum there for so long that, you know, alcohol's not even that way. And everybody shouldn't do it, and certainly not to excess, and certainly not when you're young.
Yeah, they're talking about this big study at Mass General Brigham McLean Hospital. Is that enough names for you, hospital? Anyway, the addiction potential of marijuana is as high or higher than many other drugs, especially for young people. About 30% of those who use cannabis have some degree of use disorder. By comparison, only about 13.5% of drinkers are estimated to be dependent on alcohol. Anybody who tells you marijuana is not addictive is a liar.
What? That's interesting that you say that. What percentage of...
About 30% for cannabis have some degree of a use disorder.
A third.
Now, that might be, you know, I'm in the habit, I smoke it when I probably shouldn't. Or it might be hardcore addiction and psychotic problems. But so that's a broad range.
But that's
a lot.
That's interesting that you say that, because that's always been the talking point, is that it's non-addictive.
It's addictive in kind of a different way than other drugs are. There's a huge psychological addiction problem.
I've known a couple of people like that. I mean, they were clearly addicted, but
yeah. Anyway, and this is as always, this is not some sort of high and mighty kids these days with their reefer. No, I don't want kids to do things that are terrible for their brains and hurt themselves for the rest of their lives. I've known drug casualties. I know you have too. It's sad. It's not funny. They will never be right. They will never have happy, productive lives because their brains are messed up. The idea that, hey, I'm going to mess with my brain chemistry, then it'll go back to normal, no matter how many times I mess with it.
Well,
yeah, that doesn't work that way.
And the pot one is it's different than, like, the hard drug casualty, in that I've known a few people that they just don't get off their couch and do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's its own kind of sad life.
Yeah. So anyway, not here to lecture you, just to make good decisions. You know, just be honest with yourself about what you're doing and how you're doing it. I certainly try. Love this. This is our man of the day, our Armstrong and Getty man of the day, Michael. Congratulations to Etienne Constable of Seaside, California. It's right cheek bajow with Monterey, if you know the geography. Judy and the kids and I stayed in the Embassy Suites there in Seaside many times during fabulous vacations to beautiful Monterey Bay, the aquarium, etc. So this guy, the city officials start bugging him, saying that his boat is somehow an eyesore. It was right there by the ocean. Everybody's got a boat. But anyway, and he disagreed with them, but he realized that this is going to get into a big fight, and he doesn't want to get into a fight with the city over property values. He didn't mind the idea of a fence anyway around his boat for safety reasons. And so he put up a big white, like, flat paneled fence. Looks to be about 5-6 feet high. And he had an artist come in and paint the fence to look precisely like his boat. So you're still looking at his boat.
That's pretty funny.
But it passed muster. And everybody this is the way America used to be. Some of the city fathers there in Seaside said, that is so funny and so clever. The city manager / police chief said, dude, you're hilarious. I'd give you a high five. I'd love to meet you someday. And you know, if you need anything, let me know. Love that. That's our man of the day.
Does he get a prize of some sort?
It's on the way. Armstrong and Getty oven mitts.
So we'll check in next on the Hush Money trial, and you can hear from a couple of analysts of what they think is going on and what has happened. I listened to a couple of legal podcasts about it yesterday, so I've got some commentary and questions about the whole deal. Presented the worst case scenario already, the idea that Trump is found guilty of something at some point, barely loses the election, then on appeals it's thrown out and decided that it was a sham. That would make so much of the electorate so cynical. Man, that could damage this country for a century.
If you could show that the conviction had any effect on the election, any negative effect on Trump's prospects, yeah, that would be a moment of extreme passion and anger.
Right. But anyway, for what happened yesterday with Cohen on the stand and a big question I've got about the trial itself, stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GAWon'tWait.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. online at KCNR1460.com.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
shall we do about them? The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is garbage. That is the best proof that you have that if they're going to get him Cohen or get him Cummins, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is a sham. This is not the United States of America. This is some third-rate banana republic. If this were happening in another country, we would be laughing at them as a sham democracy. I am ashamed as an American citizen to sit here in a courtroom watching the former leader of the free world, and let's be honest, likely next leader of the free world, sitting with the indignity in this dingy third-rate courtroom with fourth-rate prosecutors and a fifth-rate lawyer on the stand as a witness, who actually is violating attorney-client privilege left and right. Nobody's even talking about that.
I'm not sure the dinginess of the courtroom has anything to do with it. That's Vivek Ramaswamy, one of a number of Republican vice presidential hopefuls that have gone to the courthouse steps there in New York for the hush money case, all trying out for the job of vice president, I guess. What was with Vivek, Burgum, McDonald, and one other dude, all dressed in exactly the same suit and tie? They looked like the Four Tops or the Jersey Boys or something.
The early Beatles, yes. I don't know. That was odd. Nobody ever explained that.
I thought that was a bad look, actually.
I think Vivek was right, everything he said, but I'm reminded of how annoying he is. Wow.
I liked his play on words. They get him coming or Cohen? Huh? Huh? You with me?
We're in the presence of greatness.
Lisa Murkowski, Republican senator from Alaska? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Anyway, she was asked yesterday, why are so many Republicans going down to the New York trial and hanging out? She said, do we have something else to do around here other than watch a stupid porn trial? This is ridiculous. So, not everybody's enthused about going and hanging out, I guess. I have a question about this trial, as many people do, but first, a little bit of analysis from the lead on CNN, either one of those clips, Michael.
The judge will charge this jury that if a witness has a bias or skin in the game, you take that testimony with caution. You know, the witness is supposed to say, they robbed the bank, they drove the car, it was blue, and it was raining out. Not, I want him in jail, I got a little, silly little T-shirt on. This Cohen is reprehensible.
So, all right. That was his view, and here's the other analyst they had on Jake Tapper's show.
There will be an instruction in the jury instructions that will say, if you don't believe one thing he said, Michael Cohen, you can choose to believe none of it. And I think that's what the defense is going to say. They're going to say you should disregard his testimony in total. Now, it's up to the jury, none, some, or all of the testimony. But this is where the defense is going and why credibility is such a fundamental part of this cross-examination.
So, any comment on anything that they said there?
Yeah, I've always thought, including when I was a juror, that was kind of a funny jury instruction. If you found him dishonest in one thing, you can disregard everything he said. Yeah, I've been dealing with people for quite a number of years. I know how all that works. I feel like that was a little momentary white lie, but he's overall a good guy? Okay. Or do I just think he's a lying piece of ass? Yeah, I'm kind of up on that idea.
So, first of all, I was taking in a legal podcast. The Dispatch legal podcast is great if you've never heard it. But David French from the New York Times was on there, and he said, to this idea of, how can you have your main witness be a convicted liar? And then other lawyers saying, that's a common thing. And David French said, our prisons are full of people convicted by other convicted criminals and liars. It's the way lots of people, maybe even most people, are convicted by people that are known liars or criminals. So it's just...
criminals tend to hang out with criminals.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not that uncommon. It's interesting that gets that take from so many legal experts on television.
I would say just because it's common doesn't mean it has no effect or no weight. It can. It absolutely can.
Right. But and David French's view and the both the people on Jake Tapper's show on CNN, their view is that this, they still haven't at all proved, though, what are the two crimes that turn this into a felony thing at all? That just, we're now this many weeks into this thing and they haven't even come close. They haven't even touched on that. Mm-hmm. So they got into the conversation on the CNN show with the legal analysts all saying, you know, it might not be a bad idea for the defense here, the end of the week, to say, so the prosecution's going to do their final comments or arguments or whatever you call it, final statement. What do you call it? Closing arguments.
Not till the end.
The prosecution. Yeah, well, that could be coming the end of this week, they think. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So they'll do their final statement, or and then the defense should say, and I didn't realize this was a thing, they haven't proved their case, so we don't need to do this. We rest. Mm-hmm. So what is the angle on that? If you don't present your defense, I wasn't aware of this. That's confusing to me.
Usually you just say, we're not going to call any witnesses. The state has not come anywhere close to proving their case. We're not going to waste the jury's time, essentially. You can't make a speech like that, although you will in your closing arguments.
So is the idea that like really hits the jury with a, wow, they're so sure this is wrong, they're not even gonna fight this? Or does the judge jump in at that point and say, yeah, you're right, you made all these claims and you never proved any of them, this is done?
Yeah, that I'm not sure about the judge thing. I know there's one thing where he can summarily do something or other, but I wish I was an actual experienced trial attorney to answer your question specifically. But, yeah, I'm familiar with that being done. It is kind of grandstandy. It's a statement that these jokers did so poorly, we're not even going to bother. And then you make a closing argument, you point out the weaknesses in their case,
right,
and give it to the jury.
Huh. Anyway, all the legal analysts on Jake Tapper's show thought that's what they should do, unless something changes in the next couple of days. That, look, they came in here with, you've got to have these two things come together to make this a felony. They didn't even bring that up. What are we doing here?
Right. I think I speak for a hell of a lot of Americans who is troubled by the idea that if that happens, that would be a complete confirmation that this case has been purely a hatchet job to get Trump off the campaign trail, that it was so bad that the jury didn't even have to hear from the defense. I mean, that would be a pretty scathing indictment of the state's case, or the city's case, or Alvin Bragg, whatever the hell he is, to the point that there needs to be a sanction for that sort of thing. Maybe it's just at the ballot box, but that is Vivek was in his usual I'm smarter than everybody and always angry style trying to communicate the fact that this is a horrible thing to try in our system.
Right. Well, some of the analysis is that the reason Trump has been so subdued, so he got all of those contempt of courts, and then the judge threatened jail time, and then we thought, well, he's going to go for the jail time. But he's been pretty subdued, and that might be because he and his defense team has talked to him and said, look, we're killing it here. They've done nothing. I don't think they're going to do anything. We're just going to say, we got nothing, Your Honor. We don't even need to. They haven't proven their case, so we don't need to push back. That Trump's just, okay, we're up by 30. Let's go into the prevent defense. And that
right.
might
What's
be what
the
he's
old
doing.
Thing, if your opponent is digging themselves a hole, don't take away their shovel or whatever.
Something like that, yeah. So maybe that is the strategy why Trump's gone kind of quiet on this, is that just, wow, they have less than we even thought they did. One thing that came up that I thought would have been interesting, that angry guy, the clip we played a little bit ago, that analyst from CNN, he said, the first question to Cohen should have been, and this would have been a good one, do you consider yourself an honest man? How would he have possibly answered that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think that's
checkmate.
That is a pretty good checkmate question. I don't see how you could answer that without like really doing yourself some damage.
Wow. I had to think about it for several seconds. The shrimp store called, or whatever, the jerk store called. But he'd say, well, I consider myself an attorney. That'd be a pretty good answer.
And then point at the guy, the lawyer that just said, ooh.
Then hold up a mirror. Oh! Hey, Why do you have a mirror? The judge would ask.
You brought a mirror with you? That seems
it's a prop, Your Honor.
So I could own that guy. That's what I was trying to do.
And I believe we can all agree I did. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, high five. Don't leave me hanging.
Although I'm perfectly comfortable as a juror. I don't know if it comes off this way. Again, it's very hard to separate what the jurors hear from, you know, they're not getting on this cable news show and analyzing of all these different things. They're coming to this on their own. But I could easily say, well, yeah, he lied and was willing to go to jail for Donald Trump. And then at some point, he wasn't. That's not impossible to understand, is it?
No, not at all. And that was part of my, no, I consider myself an attorney. He hired me to make an argument. I made that argument. I didn't believe it, but I was hired to make that argument.
Yeah. Well, this is going to wrap up fairly soon, I think. And I think that it's not going to move the needle no matter. I think it'll move the needle more on an acquittal than a conviction.
I will be interested to see. Getting back to the theme earlier of there are certain mainstream lefty publications that are realizing the woke, nutty left is dangerous, and they're starting to come back a little bit to the principles that used to guide them. I can't wait to see what the reaction is when this case falls apart and is spanked and sent to bed without its supper. I mean, exposed is just a joke of a case. If there will be widespread discussion of that fact.
To be fair here, let's hear some analysts are on the other side of this. Of course, they're on MSNBC. This is Andrew Weissman on Morning Joe today.
I would say the last hour of Michael Cohen's direct testimony was pretty riveting because he was looking, by and large, directly at the jurors, and the jurors were looking directly at him as he talked about his prior crimes, what he did, how he feels about that. Why he decided
all right,
to
I'm already
plead
bored
guilty
with it.
And
but
you know what? No, I'm sorry. We will not admit him into evidence because he's so annoying. His style of speech, I already know I'd hate the guy.
But it's also got nothing to do with that. You haven't put together the two things that make this a crime. And Cohen didn't either. It doesn't matter if the jury believed everything Cohen said yesterday. It still didn't get to the how is this a crime.
Right, right. That was a load of crap. I mean, let's face it, if Michael Cohen, the infamous Michael Cohen, was on the stand describing which his favorite animals are at the zoo, I would be really listening and watching him thinking, that's Michael freaking Cohen, the nut job. Wow, look at that. Oh, he likes tigers. I like tigers.
Wow.
Says
who?
That
yeah.
meant nothing.
Hey, it's the says who witch polls guy. That's,
right.
That's very exciting.
This okay. is cool. I'm like 12 feet away from him. Hey, say witch poles. Witch poles.
So Saturday Night Live had a funny bit about how teachers are fed up with their middle schoolers. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. We'll play some of that and one particular angle of it maybe you can relate to depending on whether you're a teacher or you got kids this age. Stay tuned for this.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy 3 times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. and the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we've been talking about this for a couple of days. I have a sixth grader, so I knew some of these terms they used on Saturday Night Live. Otherwise, I would have been completely mystified. I'll set this up, and we'll just play a minute of it. It's three teachers standing in front of a school talking about the end of the year, and this is how it went.
Hey, kids. Wow, can you believe it? We've almost made it to the end of the school year.
I've learned so much from my students.
But sometimes the classroom can feel like a battlefield and a war between teachers and kids.
And now, as we reflect on the 2023-24 school year, we just wanted to come together with a special message for our students. Y'all won.
Y'all won.
Absolutely, y'all won.
Y'all rude and y'all nasty. Not only can you not read, but you are on drugs and spectrums that did not even exist in 2006. On top of that, you speak in riddles. Rizzler, Giap, Cheeks, Phantom Tech. Look,
COVID broke something we can't fix. But as for me, myself, personally, I have officially endured my last skibbity toilet.
Yes, skibbity toilet, which is, according to my son, like the biggest thing that people talk about at school. It's a meme on YouTube or something, a TikTok thing. We're not on TikTok, so... But, and then a bunch of those phrases there. Well, you had some more earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a middle school teacher. Said he was trying to teach, convince them that skibbity was out so they'd stop saying it. But he said, other absolute crap. Are you Sigma? That's so Sigma. Did you pray today? Is it Drake-sized? Pay the phantom tax, which they mentioned in SNL. And outlining the jaw with index finger while talking about mewing.
My son mentioned that one. So you do this thing with your thumb across your jawline, and then you point and mew or something. And I said, what the hell is that? He said, everybody does it. All the cool kids do it. All the popular kids do it to each other. He said, it's outlining your jawline to show your jawline. What sort of a weird thing mewing. Is, first of all, emphasizing your jawline is... 11-year-old seems weird to me, just in general. But I would like to study this, like, as a sociologist, just the whole need to have groups and cliques and be part of something. We're older, so I remember whatever the popular TV show was, you could, like, you know, bond over that because everybody right. watched the same TV show. But there are no shared experiences like that anymore. The closest you can get to the shared experiences are super hot TikTok videos and stuff like that.
Right, which are like hyper powered compared to network TV and hyper speed. They change so quickly that there's constant pressure to be up on the latest thing in a way. I just think there are some things that middle schoolers should not have access to. Firearms, the liquor cabinet, and the internet. They can't handle them.
No. My son feels great pressure to like, because everybody does it and then laughs. And it reminded me of, I remember roughly that age, Gladys. I remember roughly that age, one of the Steve Martin albums came out, one of his comedy albums came out, and all of the super popular guys would quote it all the time. All the time. And they would drop a quote from the popular comedy album, and then everybody would just throw back their heads with laughter. And that laughter wasn't laughter, because you've heard this 50 times by now. The laughter was, I'm acknowledging, you're acknowledging, we all are part of a group that agree on something, whatever that is.
We're a tribe.
We're a tribe, yeah. We're agreeing that we're part of a tribe. And my son feels left out of the tribe because he doesn't have TikTok or whatever, and I'm not going to change my stance on that, but that is what it is. You have to display, there's a tribe here. Are you part of the tribe? Oh, you don't know that? You're out of the tribe.
Well, and that's one of the main goals of a tribe is to make clear who's not in it.
Yeah.
That's part of the satisfying part.
Yeah.
Or that is the satisfying part, excluding others.
I also like Maya Rudolph saying, you're on drugs and spectrums that didn't even exist in 2006.
Yeah.
And the fact that COVID broke something we can't fix.
Keeping the schools closed because of COVID.
The policy
allegedly.
Around COVID.
Yeah, your side, Maya.
Broke something that we can't fix, which I think is probably true and will take a long time to work its way through the system.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Skibbity toilet.
I don't care about like 25-year-olds lingo, much less 12-year-olds.
Yeah. And for some reason, it feels like it ain't good, but I can't define it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control, and the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.